Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ben made a decision Monday morning.
Monday morning after the Lions lost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was the first time we ever ranked the teams. The first time. We weren't ready to do that, and I wouldn't let him do that. The Sunday night after the Lions were defeated by the Commanders was the first time that I was able to finally complete to make Ben a presentation, and his wife, a presentation of all of the information, allow him to ask questions, allow him to be able to make an informed decision. He woke up Monday morning, called me at, I don't know what time it was. It was in the morning, and said, you know, call the Bears and see if you can get a deal done.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is really interesting stuff. That is from what is the name of the
Bears
podcast?
The Bears Banter podcast with Bill Zimmerman. That was Rick Smith, who represents Ben Johnson. And he appeared in a 30-minute interview that was as revealing as anything I've heard on the record from an agent ever.
Yeah.
And in the context of what it means to the Bears in their future, it was extraordinary to hear the level of detail about the news cycle that Rick Smith said he was controlling as far back as November. The process and his impressions of the way the Bears were doing their due diligence and finding out what they didn't know about the rest of the league. And also just the way that Ben Johnson really, there were a lot of misconceptions about what he was looking for in this process, in the ways of alignment, front office, you know, roadblocks like existed in Jacksonville.
Right.
And in this particular cut we're about to hear, he talked about how the Bears were willing basically to give Ben Johnson whatever he wanted.
They didn't blink on any of this. Okay, they didn't blink on the contract negotiation. They didn't blink on the process. They didn't blink on Ben Johnson. I mean, there was no walls put up. There were no impediments you had to walk through. George was well-educated. Kevin did a great job of preparing him before it started of kind of where this is going to go, what the NFL looks like today, both in salary and structure. And I've got all the confidence in the world. And that's, you know, if you want to get into what I, you know, my job in this whole thing, okay, I'm the information gatherer, okay? I'm the guy who has to lead the horse to the water, and then the horse has to drink. So I am on the phone day and night.
I'm sure.
Meetings, talking, vetting, and the Bears, allowed me to ask every hard question that you and other fans have been able to ask. It never can ask directly. They allowed me to ask those hard questions. And I didn't. I wasn't shy. I went down to the core.
Went down to the core. Asked the tough questions of all the Bears brass. It just, in the given our history of covering Bears coaching searches and knowing that franchise, it sounds like they did not hesitate, Molly. The most remarkable aspect of that is that the asking price was $13 million a year. And it doesn't sound like there was a lot of haggling.
Right.
It doesn't sound like he came in at 15 and they met him in the middle.
Define that for me. What does that tell you about how much they wanted him as opposed to him wanting them? I do think he wanted them. That's kind
of it. Sounds like that was what really we didn't know.
No, we didn't know that at all.
We learned, whether it was with our interview on Friday with Ben Johnson, which was terrific, he was great, or what we're hearing from Rick Smith behind the scenes and what we heard at the press conference. Ben Johnson identified the Bears as job one, as the place he wanted to be, the destination job, if you will. Maybe he identified that when he was 22 years old and coming to Wrigley Field every year.
Yeah.
Who knows? And he wasn't really clear on when that became the goal. But it was pretty clear in this process, at least, that it was the goal of Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator, would be head coach. When he had every choice he could make, all the teams that had availabilities and openings to choose from, he picked the Bears.
Right. He picked the Bears. But why did they pay him then?
I think because it reflects, and this is the way that we've talked about Kevin Warren, I think, is, you know, he's always spoke and thought in grandiose terms. The rhetoric has always been lofty. The goals have always been outsized sometimes. And we look at that in the context of the stadium project and we think, well, you're going to learn Chicago politics and you can't get done what you want to get done because of this. And you know what? I think we're still probably more right than wrong when it comes to that conversation. But what that, I think, overlooks is that philosophy of swinging for the fences, he took to the coaching search. And I think that is what Rick Smith was trying to articulate, did a good job of expressing. This was because Kevin Warren thought big and convinced George McCaskey it was worth it, that this was going to be a worthwhile investment in somebody that they deem is a special head coach or at least candidate. And you know what? This is the price we have to pay in today's NFL. I think that's what it reflects as much as anything.
Yeah, I think there's that. I also wonder if there is a reflection of a certain amount of desperation to get this coaching search right. In other words, while they were doing the mass search, they were getting hit. There were a lot of stray bullets. There were a lot of insults floating their way. Do they know what they're doing? Why are they doing it this way? And then they come out of it with roughly the top dog, right? I mean, out of this hiring cycle, that would be the young coach that everybody was kind of hoping they would get. We were talking about this idea that the way they had set up this coaching search and the way they had brought back Ryan Poles seemingly was at odds with what the best guy out there, Ben Johnson, wanted. It turns out that wasn't true, that it wasn't all about him getting all the personnel control, et cetera. But it seems like he's got a healthy amount of personnel control.
It seems
like he's not going to be pushed. He won't get a lot of pushback if he has something he likes.
It sounds like they're in philosophic lockstep, and they are aligned in a way that we thought it meant contractual. I think that they're talking about philosophical.
Yes.
And
yes,
whether that results in Ryan Poles getting a contract extension or not is almost like the devil in the details. He may or may not, but it doesn't change the way they're going to approach this job. And I think that's interesting to me. Another thing we learned, let's look at this, the interview process. We were critical of how vast it was, how all-encompassing it was. And I think when we heard Rick Smith explain it, you had a better understanding of maybe what they were looking for.
The extensive interviewing process really is such a great learning experience, okay? When you're that insulated and when you really don't have any idea what's going on in these other buildings, you've got 2 weeks of virtual interviews. Nobody's traveling. There's no logistics. You flip a link on and you start talking. the amount of information, the wealth of knowledge you can learn from talking to all those people is, you can't get it in any other forum in the National Football League but a head coaching interview, literally. And you can get it in free agency too from a player's perspective, but that's a whole different issue, and that's going 100 miles per hour too. And you don't have those interviews with the players. So the coaching side really is that one place. And the Bears did a tremendous job of gathering information. And a whole, I'm telling you, a whole lot's come out of that. Ryan and I had a conversation about that the other day and how much they really learned. They never thought about that they can maybe incorporate a little bit into how they're moving forward.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's fascinating insight. And also, you talked about, you use the word desperation. I think that the Bears faced what they faced reality for maybe one of the few times that we've been able to reference. Rick Smith referred to them as heavily insulated.
Oh, boy.
He's right.
Yeah, but that's hardly a compliment.
It's not a compliment, but I think it's a compliment in the way that they approached that or understood that and faced it head on. Because they were so heavily insulated, maybe they realized that they needed to talk to as many people as possible to find out how they actually should go about building a playoff team or how playoff operations operate and function. It was also a big risk, Molly, because if they did all of that and didn't get Ben Johnson.
Well, see, that's where I'm going.
Where are you?
See, I think that a year ago they refused to talk to Jim Harbaugh. They didn't even take his they didn't even take the time to because there was no way they weren't going to keep Matt
Eberflus. They did not take the initiative.
And they took no initiative, and then they hired the wrong offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And I think that they came into this process and identified the guy that they wanted, and then all the rumors are out there that he doesn't want them and that his he wants to control personnel and all this stuff. Then they have this conversation with him via whatever I guess it was a Zoom call.
It was a Zoom call, yes, yeah. Yes.
So they talk to him on Zoom and they understand that that he wants the job and he's willing to take it. Then they have a decision to make. Are we willing to pay for the guy to get him? And you heard Kevin Warren talk about how he's fiscally conservative, but he also believes that you get what you pay for and that you've got to be able. I mean, you heard him in the
post. Let me just say that. Yeah. That's a great reference point because he did say that again, and he said it several times. And there's nothing that we have seen in Kevin Warren's 2 years on the job to make me believe that he's fiscally conservative about anything. Because, you know, if he were fiscally conservative, he would not be wasting the time and money, and that's his terms, time is money, that on the stadium project. But
in fairness to him, he did put by pursuing the city. I'm not saying he did it on purpose.
Fair enough.
He did solve that crisis of tax issue
in
that
Arlington Heights. Okay,
which
fair,
may be where they
enough.
End up.
I think I just chuckled when he said that, because you're talking about a guy that just paid $13 million to a guy who's never been a head coach before,
right, exactly,
and made him the seventh highest coach in the league.
But my point is simply that they almost had to pay him and get him so they didn't look foolish to the actual Bear fan.
Roll the dice. It was a roll of the dice, a big gamble, and it paid off. So we're talking about it in these terms. Last thing about, you mentioned the news cycle, you mentioned the manipulation. I thought it was interesting. We all thought that the Raiders were in play because of Tom Brady, because of they fired the general manager.
He's doing the game and saying nice things about
exactly
the guy.
They're cheating. The conflict of interest that we went crazy about. But what happened was, Ben Johnson was out after the Raiders after this, and Rick Smith addressed that.
Initial gut reaction day one on the Raiders was no go. Okay? Tom Brady absolutely has an extremely compelling case.
Okay.
That gets you to listen. The whole thing, Ben to the Raiders, you know, great sources, all the other stuff, that was never right. However, sometimes, again, going back to my job, sometimes things go viral that you're like, I got to put a break on this. And sometimes thing goes viral like, no, this is good. I like this. And that viral thing was, I like this. Let's just leave that out there.
That's how you get $13 million.
That's how you get $13 million. You let somebody else be wrong. You build a market.
He was nice about Tom, but he did everything but insult the owner's haircut, which everyone does.
It was something else.
That's
about
really
how the Raiders
amazing.
Stuff was overstated, inaccurate, however you want to describe it. Bottom line is, Rick Smith was revealing in that podcast, the Bears Banter podcast, and everything fell in place perfectly for the Bears organization.